Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, August the 4th, 2020. 8/4/2020. Here we are, 16 minutes past the hour. Now, we're going to go into an interview. I'm still ticked off about that pop, by the way. Can you believe no diet soda this morning at my regular stop? How can this possibly happen? What we're going to do now, though, is go into an interview with a gentleman I've had on this program, I think two or three times. He is the oldest working actor in Hollywood. You probably remember him best for his role on Saint Elsewhere, or in the movie Trainwreck, or, he was in Alfred Hitchcock's Saboteur, worked with Charlie Chaplin, worked with Alfred Hitchcock, knew Spencer Tracy. He is just an amazing person. And by the way, he was alive during the last pandemic. He was born November 1914. He is 105 years old and 9 months. Is that right? We're in the eighth month. Actually, yeah, 9 months, because he's born in November of November of 1914. So we're in the eighth month. So he's about 2 months away from his birthday. His birthday's in early November. So 105 years old and 10 months, lived through two pandemics. It's Norman Lloyd. Now remember, 105 years old and 10 months. He's a little hard to hear at some points, but I think you'll hear him pretty well okay. It's about a 20-minute interview. Remember how old this gentleman is. He was at the 1926 World Series and saw Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig play. Holy mackerel. Let's get to this amazing interview with an amazing man. And he gives some advice on the pandemic we're in. Also gives us the secret of life. And who better to give us the secret of life than somebody who is 105 and a half years old. I think he's going to make it to 106. Here he is, the legendary Norman Lloyd.
This is Scott Spears. And today we have one of my all-time favorite guests. He's been with us several times over the years, and today is a very special occasion, because our guest was born on November the 8th, 1914. That's 4 years before the last pandemic, the Spanish flu. He is 105 and a half years old. He is the oldest working actor in Hollywood, my friend Norman Lloyd. Norman, how are you?
Splendid, thank you.
Norman, what's 105 like?
Feels good. It feels like this is what I should be. Of course, I missed my tennis. I had to give it up, I'm sorry to say. And there are other things, but it's very pleasant also. It's a very interesting age.
What is interesting about being 105?
What's interesting? Well, everybody asks me what it's like to be 105. You're watching what's happening to the world, unfortunately.
What do you make of this whole pandemic that's going on?
Well, my friend, I'm at a loss. Because it's, although I am supposed to have experienced it when I was 13 4 years old, and this is the next one. I find the pandemic very irritating. But I can't go out. I'm confined to my home constantly. My friends come by and stand at an open window and speak to me, muffled as they are, speak to me about things in general. That's very unsatisfactory, and the pandemic, the mystery of it is a mystery to me, of course. And the reason I put it that way is that I have confusing reactions to what it might be. I'm not going to go into that, but let's hope they can get rid of it. Thank you.
Is the pandemic frightening to you at 105 years old?
I guess so, yeah.
Norman, what are your days like at 105? How do you spend your days?
Well, I read a lot. I read because I hope to find another picture to do. And so I'm reading material. That is what I do mostly. Because at 105, which I am now, let's put it this way. My agents, whom I had, have all died. I don't have an agent to represent me. Should any agent be hearing this, I welcome the conversation.
Norman, what kind of picture would you like to do if you could go back to work?
I always had a great range, if I may be so bold, about what I did. I mean, I went from Hitchcock's Saboteur to Judd Apatow's Trainwreck. So, what I'm trying to convey to you is that I do quite a range of pictures should the script be attractive. Mm. It won't necessarily be any one subject, but I'm ready, whoever it is.
Norman, do you remember the last pandemic of 1918 at all?
No.
Tell me about Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, I adored Hitch. I loved him. He's gone now, but I still love him. He was wonderful to me. I loved him. He was about equal in the making of the film.
Now, Norman...
That is to say, in the making of this kind of film, I had the great experience approached Charlie Chaplin. And, of course, he was unequaled in this field. At one time, he was the most famous man in the world.
What?
But he had been Hitchcock, and it's just a Hitch made what he wanted to make and made it to perfection. And I loved him because he let me work with him and learn from him.
Tell me, yeah. Tell me about Charlie Chaplin. What was he like?
Well, when you talk about Chaplin, you're talking about a genius. Well, you're talking about there was no one else like him in the world. When that character appeared with the mustache and the cane and the funny walk and the flagrant attitude, no one could equal him. So when I work with him, it was under a special condition because it was at the end of his life. And the name of the picture was The Last, what was it? Oh, The Last Limelight. And that was because Charlie felt that way about his own life. He felt it was over. And so he made the picture about such a man.
Mm. Norman, is it true you played tennis with Charlie Chaplin?
Yes, I played tennis with him. I used to play with him 3 times a week. Saturday, Wednesday, and Saturday again, yeah.
How good was Charlie at tennis?
How good was he?
Yeah.
He was good. But he liked to wear his glasses when he played. As a consequence, when we played doubles, he couldn't go to the net because he wasn't wearing his glasses. But other than that, he was highly competent. Yeah.
Norman, you went to the 1926 World Series.
Well, as I recall it, and so there's one thing I have difficulty with, as I grow older, the memories get faded. They become less intense. But the World Series I think you're referring to is the Yankees against the St. Louis Cards. And the Yankees had Ruth and Gehrig and some good pitching. And the Cards had Rogers Hornsby, the greatest second man and a fine manager. And lo and behold, unbelievable, they beat the Yankees. I can't, to this day, decide the result. But the Babe and Big Hit Holmes, but something wasn't working. And the Cards beat them on the Hornsby.
Mm. Norman.
They had fantastic players then. Yeah.
Norman, what is the secret to the long life that you've had? How do you get to be 105?
know, I don't think I can do that. Because I don't know the answer. Over the years, just ate regularly. Took good care of myself. And kept growing older. That was it. I didn't have any secret.
Norman, what do you have any other problems at 105? Have you had any illnesses?
Well, your problem is really romantic. So, you know, I've over the time lost my wife, and I don't recall any particular system I used. I just kept showing up for work every day.
Norman, what is the secret to life? What message do you have for our audience at this point in your life?
There is none. You know, the most potent lines about in answer to your question was the end of Alice in Wonderland, which was written by, well, it escapes me at the moment, but a famous writer. When it was over, the last line of the principal was, life, what is it but a dream? I think I can give you a better answer.
Absolutely. Norman, at this point, do you have any fears at all?
Fears?
Yes.
Well, I don't know them offhand, and so I can't articulate any. But what I must tell you is that I'm asking for trouble if I say no. So let me say to you that I fear any fears that I fear.
Norman, you're going to go on another 100 years, but do you...
I have the intention of doing so.
I bet you do. Do you ever think or have any thoughts on death when you're 105?
Well, I think about it, yes. I would not be telling you the truth if I said I don't think of it. Because as you reach my age, which is 105, I'll be 106 very soon, you think about it. And you think about your family and what you about leaving them and all that, and how they will be living with you gone. So I do have those thoughts, but they're gentle, and I have a beautiful family, and so I think about them. And they'll go on.
Norman, what advice would you have for our audience that are going through this horrible time right now, this pandemic? What advice would you give to them?
I advise them to do what the authorities particularly the medical authorities, tell them to do, and not to obey. I see hundreds of people not wearing masks, and hundreds outside playing on the beaches and all that sort of thing. I don't advise that. I say follow the director. That comes to anything.
Norman, before we part ways here, I want you to tell me about the Hollywood blacklist.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the blacklist because it was the most hateful thing, and I think that explains my talking about it. The most hateful thing imaginable. And they came up with a blacklist which had no meaning whatsoever. And I know that, for example, Hitchcock saved me from it, and he did it in such an easy and simple way that what I can tell you is it proved how ridiculous it was.
Norman, it has been a pleasure to speak with you at 105, and I look forward to doing it again at 106.
Thank you very much, sir.
Stay well, Norman.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The legendary Norman Lloyd, the oldest working actor in Hollywood, at age 105 and a half. Now, some interesting stuff in that interview, I really do hope. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you find anything interesting about what Norman had to say? Also, could you hear everything that Norman had to say? You know, at 105, it's rough to speak for long periods of time, but he seems very content and very happy, and I think that's all we can ask for at this particular point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did you think of the interview with the legendary Norman Lloyd there, 105 and a half years old, completely intact in the brain? You know, a little bit of hearing trouble, but nothing too awful. And I think he might have been on a speakerphone because he's got a very strong and booming voice when you talk to him in person. So that could have been a little bit of the problem, but could you understand most of the interview? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can chat about it. Now, here's an important event coming up. I just got this message during the break, and I want to let everybody know about it. School supply giveaway is going on this Saturday, August the 8th at 9 a.m. at the Richland Road Church of Christ, giving away backpacks full of school supplies. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. It's at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, right here in Marion. If you need any or have any questions, call 740-389-1017. That's 740-389-1017. Let me read that again because I think this is a very important message. A school supply giveaway going on this Saturday, August the 8th at 9 a.m. at the Richland Road Church of Christ. They will be giving away backpacks full of school supplies. First come, first serve basis. It's at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, right here in Marion. If you have any questions, call the office at 740-389-1017. That's 740-389-1017. And hopefully we'll read some more of we'll read that message all week as the week progresses along. Again, telephone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did you think of the interview there with Norman Lloyd or Tracy Kinsler this morning, Marion Public Health Commissioner, or the remembrance of Wilford Brimley? Anything on your mind, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. A lot of stuff here this morning on the big program. 40 minutes past the hour, coming up on 41 minutes past the hour. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit. Now, this is something that happened last week, but I could not bring it up last Friday because I had other things I needed to talk about with Ted Williams here and Thunderbolt Patterson calling in. And just all the stuff we had going on Friday. So, I'm going to bring it up now, because I found this fascinating. Thursday night, I was having a conversation with somebody. And we were talking about the book. I don't know if the book is called The Secret of Life, or the book is just called The Secret. I really don't even know what the book is called. But we were having a conversation about this book. And I was just saying that I've never read the book. I don't know how good the book is. And I don't really know if anybody knows what The Secret of Life is. I certainly don't think the person I was talking to knew what The Secret of Life was. So, and they had read the book. So here became the deal. Now, this is what the person said to me. Now, that was the setup. We're talking about The Secret of Life. They're telling me they have read this book. It's either called The Secret or The Secret of Life. I really don't know what the book was called. And I'm disputing that this book had The Secret of Life in it. Now, this, I had to write this down. Now, this is what the person's response was. Now, I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, if this is the English language. I really don't know at this particular juncture. But this is what they said. And I wrote it down so I would have it word for word here for the listening audience. So again, the setup is I'm talking to this person about The Secret of Life, and they're telling me they've read this book called The Secret or The Secret of Life. I really don't know what the title of the book was. And I'm saying I've never read it. I don't think it would be a good book because I don't think you could put The Secret of Life into a book. And this was the response. Tell me not how good the book is. Now, do you understand that? That's exactly word for word what this person said. Now, let me give that to you again. Tell me not how good the book is. Now, what does that even mean? Tell me not how good the book is. Now, I'm not even sure if that is a language that's spoken on this planet. I think that might be some kind of language that's spoken on Mars or Jupiter or Saturn or Pluto, which I don't even think is a planet anymore. Now, that was, we're talking about, now, is the book called The Secret? Has anybody read this? Is it The Secret or The Secret of Life? Does anybody know the answer to this question? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody even know the book I'm talking about, The Secret or The Secret of Life or whatever it is? I don't even know what this book is about. I don't know what the title is. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Never read it. But apparently this person had read it. And when I questioned them on the validity of this book, what I got was this response. Tell me not how good the book is. Tell me not how good the book is. Now, if that is not Southern language, and I'm not making fun of the South. I like Southern people. I think Southern people are top-notch. But tell me not how good the book is? When they responded with this, I don't even know what they were saying. I don't know if they were trying to say the book is great. I don't know if they were trying to say read the book and tell me the book is not good. I just don't know what they were saying. I have no idea. Does anybody have any guesses as to what this is, or are you just as baffled as I am when it comes to what language this is, or what was trying to be said, or any of this? Tell me not how good the book is. Does anybody know what that means? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Heavens knows we like to talk about language on this program. That's one of our favorite things to do. Tell me not how good the book is. Now walk into a, find a bookstore if there are still any open. Or find a book vendor anywhere on planet Earth. And walk up to them and say, tell me not how good the book is, and see what they say. They are going to have no idea what you're talking about. Zero idea. That is language of a different ilk. Let me tell you, tell me not how good the book is. What is that all about? All right. Okay, I've beat that into the ground today, but if you're able ever to figure out what that was or what that person was talking about, fill me in, because clearly I have no idea. 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Man alive. It's one of those mornings, I'm telling you. Okay, we did Wilford Brimley, we did Norman Lloyd today. I talked about the No Soda this morning, which I'm still just absolutely insane about at this particular point. All right, we did the language thing. Tell me not how good the book is, whatever that means. I don't know. Oh, man. Oh! Here's something I wanted to talk about. Has anybody ever had an Orange Julius? I was watching a show this past weekend, and somebody brought up Orange Julius, which I think is a chain, and they serve this drink called an Orange Julius. Now, I always thought an Orange Julius was kind of like a smoothie. I've never had one. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever been inside of an Orange Julius. But apparently, there's more to an Orange Julius than just a smoothie. Did anybody know this? Has anybody ever had an Orange Julius? And then I did some research, like we all do. I got on the internet and tried to figure out where the closest Orange Julius was, and what the Orange Julius was, and why it was different. And I learned that, I guess, Dairy Queen owns the Orange Julius. Now, can you get an Orange Julius at the Dairy Queen up here on Main Street in Marion? Does anybody know that? Can you get an Orange Julius at the Dairy Queen here in Marion? I don't know. I've never tried to get one because I've never had an Orange Julius. And has anybody ever had an Orange Julius? What does it taste like? Is it like orange juice, or is it like an orange milkshake? Or is it like a smoothie? I don't really know. I have no information on the Orange Julius, but this is my new goal in life, is to get an Orange Julius. Now, I don't even know where the closest one is, because I'm leery now when they point out where places are, because so many places have closed in the last couple years. I don't want to go trekking anywhere if I think that the place might not be open. So does anybody know where the closest Orange Julius is? Or does anybody know if the Dairy Queen here in town sells Orange Juliuses? There's a question for you. 740-383-9944. Looks like we're getting a call. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we used to have one in the mall.
Oh, was there an Orange Julius in the mall?
Yeah, years ago. It was down where GNC is.
Boy, I tell you, it seems like we used to have everything in the mall, and now there's nothing.
Yeah, that was back in the late 60s, early 70s. William Stevenson used to have that. And now, it's kind of like a smoothie, but not like a smoothie. It's almost like you would take orange juice and put it in a mixer and mix it up and make it kind of frothy. It was really good.
Well, that's what I was trying to, because I always believed it was just like a smoothie, but apparently it's not.
No, it's different than a smoothie. I'm trying to think what it would be like, but it's like a smooth consistency, and it's really, really good. It's made with natural oranges.
Now, Dairy Queen does own it. Now, can you get an Orange Julius at the Dairy Queen here in town?
I have no idea.
Now, do you know where the closest Orange Julius is?
Haven't seen one for years.
There's got to be one around somewhere.
Well, there probably is. Google it.
Yeah, well, I did Google it, and I think they said there was one in Lewis Center. But I'm leery now because so many things have closed and so many things have adjusted hours. I guess I could call. But I don't know. I think that's where they said the closest one was.
Yeah, it was quite popular back in the 70s, but, you know, like all fads, it just goes away. And now it looks like maybe it's coming back, huh?
Maybe. So there used to be one out in the mall.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
All right,
talking about Orange Julius is here. Now, do you know, is there one in Lewis Center, or is there one closer? Is the one in Lewis Center still in business? See, that's the thing I want to know. 740-383-9944, talking about Orange Julius this morning. That would be great to have an Orange Julius, especially after the tragic morning I had this morning with the soda machine being broken. My goodness, what a tragedy that was. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Do you know anything about Orange Julius? Is there one in Lewis Center, which is only about 30-35 minutes away from here? I would go down there and get one if I knew that indeed it was still open and that you could get one. But I don't know. And does anybody have an idea of what an Orange Julius does taste like? It's hard to describe. I mean, just like the caller said, they don't know. Or is anybody on Main Street right now that can pull into the Dairy Queen and see if they do sell Orange Julius? Because apparently Dairy Queen does own Orange Julius. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Now, I'll tell you something else. Tang. Do you remember Tang? Now, I think they still sell that in stores, but do you remember when that was the drink that the astronauts took to the moon? That used to be the rub-on Tang. Tang was the drink that astronauts took to the moon. And, boy, people used to buy Tang by the truckload. But I think that's kind of become a bygone thing. Now, again, what in the world was Tang? It wasn't Kool-Aid. It was... It had a weird kind of a... Well, I guess it probably still does if it's still sold. It had a weird kind of a concoction. It was kind of more, to me, like orange juice in a cup, but it wasn't really orange juice. It was powdered. So I don't know. And I don't know how it got so tied in with the astronauts. I guess astronauts took Tang to the moon, I guess is what we're saying. But I just don't know how that was or who used to do the commercials for Tang. I know it was an astronaut. Does anybody remember who used to do the television commercials for Tang? Because I remember the tagline used to be Tang, the drink the astronauts took to the moon. But I don't remember who did those commercials. I think it was an astronaut. That's all I can remember. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, 55 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, coming up later on today, here on this station at 2 p.m., we have the Adam the Computer Guy show. 4 p.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims. And 5 p.m., the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker today. 740-383-9944. We got 5 minutes left in the program today. Certainly would love to hear from you out there in listener land. Do you have any thoughts on Tang? Do you have any thoughts on Orange Julius? Those seem to be the topics du jour this morning. 740-383-9944. Now, we can run down through our announcements here. Announce once again here, a school supply giveaway this Saturday, August the 8th at 9 a.m. at the Richland Road Church of Christ, giving away backpacks full of school supplies. First come, first serve. It's at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, right here in Marion. If you have any questions, call 740-389-1017. That's 740-389-1017. Also, Brightview is opening on August the 10th, a new outpatient treatment center located at 560 North Main Street. I think that's right across from the Dairy Queen, where Family Video used to be. Patient-focused, evidence-based addiction treatment. Medication-assisted treatment, immediate access to medical provider clinical support, peer support and case management services, Medicaid, Medicare, and commercial insurance accepted, 24-hour scheduling, 833-510-HELP. They welcome new patients. And for more information, you can contact Desiree Sharp, the community outreach manager, at 419-617-9201. 419-617-9201. That's Brightview Outpatient Treatment Center, opening August the 10th, 560 North Main Street. And this announcement we started last week but haven't been able to do a whole lot. It's Schmidt's pop-up event, Supporting Marion Matters. Come and get famous sausage and cream puff. This will be on August the 7th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Founders Park in downtown Marion. Proceeds will benefit Marion Matters. So that, again, is a Schmidt's pop-up event that you can get your famous sausage and cream puff August the 7th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Founders Park in downtown Marion. Proceeds go to benefit Marion Matters. So a lot of interesting stuff coming up here. A lot of events are rolling again because this is where we are in society right now. 58 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give us a buzz and we can chat about it here this morning on the program. There was a lot to chat about. I'll always remember Wilford Brimley. Wilford Brimley was an original. And even though he passed away Saturday at the age of 85, it's hard to forget a guy like that. Gruff, tough, but a genuinely interested human being who gave you honest answers. Now, sometimes they were not as open as you would hope the answers would be. Some guests were a little more open than Wilford, but he was fun. He made the interview challenging, and that's what you want. That's what you really want in an interview subject, somebody who's engaging and challenging and forthright, and Wilford Brimley certainly was that. And Norman Lloyd, 105 and 8 months, what a guest he was this morning. I appreciate that so much, and it looks like we got a call coming in here in the last minute. Go ahead, we got a minute left.
Hey, Scott, before you go off the air, this is Ron.
Yes.
Tonight, it's still Blue Jackets for anybody that's watching hockey that's back on. So go Black, go Jackets.
Oh, they'll be on tonight?
Yep, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, and do we know what channel people can watch them on?
Sports Prime Ohio.
Sports Prime Ohio. 4 p.m., the Blue Jackets will be back on.
That's right. We're going for 2-0 on the Maple Leafs tonight.
All right. We'll see what. Call in tomorrow and let us know what happened.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Well, there we go. The Blue Jackets come back tonight at 4 p.m. Sports Time Ohio. There you go. Well, I'm done for the day. This is Scott Spears for this Tuesday, heading for the dugout. Stay tuned for more programming.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different, side with the protesters, so I made sure.